already sung it, but let's just say it. It's really good to be here, and trust that it'll be a blessed time. It's Sunday school time, and just reminds me of what Jesus said. You know, he looked out and the sheep were scattered like they had no shepherd. Is it going to really trouble you greatly to leave your favourite seats and just all come together here like we're a class? No pressure, all right? No pressure here. We're going to read a lot of verses, and I'm going to ask you to read, and that's partly why I'm asking you to come together, so people can hear you as you read. So make sure you've got your fingers ready to do the walking. But we're going to start in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Our subject for this morning is, am I teachable? I'm asking myself that question, but I'm asking you to ask yourself that question as we go through the scriptures. Just going to look at a couple of verses to begin with. In the New Testament, and then we're going to spend the majority of our time in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is an interesting book, because if you try and teach it verse by verse, subjects change all the time. So as we go through the book of Proverbs, we're going to stay to the subject of am I teachable, and jump around there a bit. But I'd love for you, when we come to a verse, that you find it and you read it nice and loud for us as we go through, okay? But let's start by reading Acts 17 and verse 11, one of my favourite verses in the Bible. It says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. The word noble there means well-born or high in rank. And the idea is a person who is open and receptive to what the word of God has to say and then goes for themselves on a daily basis to search the scriptures to see whether what the teacher or the preacher or someone is, what they're saying is from the word of God, the Bible says they are well-born or high in rank. So that's something to aspire to. I've always in the past used this verse to say how important it is when you hear someone speak or you read a book on the word of God that you need to make sure you check out for yourself that it is what it says in the scripture. But this morning I want to use the scripture to say that these people here, that they had a they were receptive to God's word, and they were ready to hear what was to be said. And that's the whole concept of, am I teachable? Teachableness very simply means a willingness to accept instruction as well as correction. And let's ask ourselves as we go through the scriptures, am I teachable? As I enter 2025, am I the sort of person that is teachable from God's word? Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, we can but pray the words of the psalmist in saying, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Lord, help us to desire that our own eyes would be opened, and not sit there and say that's good for somebody else. We also think of what the psalmist said, that the entrance of thy words giveth light. And Lord, I pray that you would turn the light on for us, that we might see truth for us, and not say that light is for someone across the other side of the aisle. Lord, my desire is that you would just speak through me to my heart and to each person's heart this morning, and that we might, in truthfulness before you, ask ourselves, am I teachable? Speak to us now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, which you'd be very familiar with, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And when we think about am I teachable, we need to understand we're talking about am I teachable from this book? Because this book is profitable. In other words, it's good for us. It's profitable for doctrine. And sometimes we get hung up with that. We think we have to do Bible doctrine survey or theology 1, 2, 3, or 4. But really what it is teaching. Very simply, it's the instruction or teaching of the Word of God. And the Bible is good for that, to teach us all about God himself, about us, and about everything that we need to know to live this life here upon earth. The second word says it's good for reproof. Interesting word, because the word reproof, its meaning is evidence or proof. See, what the Word of God is good for is it gives us the evidence or proof when we're not being teachable, when we're going astray, when we're heading in the wrong direction. And so it gives to us the proof or evidence that we've gone off the right track. Number three, it says it's good for correction. And I like the meaning of this word from the Greek. It means straightening up again. Straightening up again. And don't we all have times, and maybe already in this new year, when we needed some straightening up again? And God's word is profitable. It's good for that. See, if we're not going to be teachable, we're not going to allow the word of God to work in us, then we're not going to have the instruction and teaching that we need. We're not going to receive the proof and evidence when we go astray, and we're certainly not going to have something that's going to help to straighten us up again. Who needs straightening up again on a regular basis? I'm not talking about husbands from their wives, all right? I'm talking about from the word of God. And then number four, it says it's profitable for instruction. And that's training. That's disciplinary correction. That's you've been astray, but here's how you stay on the right track. And so let's ask ourselves, am I teachable? And so we're going to go to the book of Proverbs now, and this is where I'm going to ask you to help us out by reading. And first we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 1, and you don't have to turn pages too much because we're staying in Proverbs. And we're going to see what Proverbs teaches on teachableness. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5. And who would like to be the first big loud voice to read that for us? Thank you, brother.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
A wise man will hear. See, a person that is teachable, he's willing to listen and not be doing all the talking. See, that's often where we go astray as humans. We want to do all the talking, but we need to stop and we need to listen. Faith cometh by not talking, right? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. To be teachable, we actually need to stop and we need to listen, because as we listen, we're going to learn. If you're a know-it-all, you're not teachable. And we have a lot of know-it-alls. We've got more than enough of them. We need people in our church that are willing to listen and to hear what God has to say and to be teachable. It tells us that wise men will grow wiser. And what happens is you'll become a man or a person of understanding, and you'll learn how to be able to guide yourself and to be able to give good advice to others as well. And that's why it's important to be teachable, because we have a role within the church as we gather together and we encourage and exhort one another, that we can actually share the wisdom that God's taught us with other people as well. So that's Proverbs 1 verse 5. And let's go over to chapter 9. And if you're going to volunteer to read this one, you've got to read three verses. Proverbs chapter 9 and from verse 7 to 9. Who would like to read that one for us? Thank you, Nathan. Well, there's a lot there, isn't there? And it does speak for itself. But let's look at a couple of words just to help us out there. It talks about a scorner. And we're going to talk about a scorner in a few more other verses as well. But a scorner is someone that scoffs or mocks at truth. It's a person that has other people, and especially someone who's trying to teach them, it's a person who has them in derision. Scoffers, mockers, scorners are the sort of people that just make fun of everything. They're not serious about anything. And it says there that if you correct a scorner, a person that's like this, what you get back is abuse. You get abuse back. It then talks about the wicked man. A wicked man is someone that morally is living wrong. And if you try and give advice or rebuke someone that's living morally wrong, the reaction from them is they'll turn on you. But we want to be teachable people. And if we're in a situation where in our life we're going through life and just treating everything as a joke, and someone comes alongside of us very concerned for us, we need to be teachable so that we can learn from them. If we've gone into sin and someone comes and out of concern for your soul shares with you, we need to be teachable and listen to what they have to say. But the reaction from a wicked man is a blot. That word blot means a stain or a blemish. The reaction is from them is that they look down on us and think that there's something wrong with us, that we're actually the one that's stained or blemished. They can't see their own wickedness, sadly. But he then contrasts it with a wise man. And we can see that the wise man is one that is teachable. Am I a scorner? Am I a wicked man? Or am I a person that's teachable? Teachable. See, the way in which you receive correction or rebuke says a lot about who you are. And if we want to grow, I got that from the song, in case you thought it was original. If we want to grow, we've got to be teachable. We've got to be open to what the Word of God has to say to us. The question then is, when you share something with a wise person, you know what they'll do? They'll thank you. Rather than attacking you, they'll actually thank you. So let's ask ourselves, how do I react? And this can be across a whole lot of things, but how do I react when my parent or my teacher or my employer or my friend or my pastor tries to share something with me? Am I teachable? Am I teachable? And the verse says, if you do take that on board, if you are a teachable person, there's two things that will happen. One, it will make you wiser. And secondly, it will increase your learning. And I want to encourage myself and I want to encourage you that we be teachable people, that we allow God through His Word, we allow those that teach us and preach to us to allow that Word to work in our hearts and to increase our wisdom and to increase our learning. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, and would someone read verse 17 for us? Proverbs 10 and verse 17. Thank you.
He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof heareth.
See, a person that makes it a practice to listen to good advice will stay on the right road. That's what it's saying. Then, of course, the opposite is the same. As the opposite is very true as well. A person that turns their back on good advice, they'll go astray, and sadly, they'll lead others astray. What is this about? It's about, am I teachable? And sometimes the reason that some people go astray is because they're not teachable. They're not willing to allow God to speak to their hearts through His Word, whether it's through actually reading it for themselves or hearing it taught or hearing it preached. And it's so important that we ask ourselves, am I teachable? That I make it a practice to listen to good advice from God's Word and from those that love me within the church and from those that teach and preach to me. That's Proverbs 10 verse 17. Let's continue on in the same chapter. Chapter 12, verse 1. Chapter 12, verse 1. Thank you, Isaiah.
Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof is brutish.
Let's start with that last word. It's not British, okay? It's brutish. Alright? And that word brutish means foolish or stupid. Alright? Don't be going around mispronouncing that and accusing our dear people from Mother England of being brutish. British. Yeah, we'll get it right. But let's look at that. Anyone who's open to instruction shows that they really do want to learn. The question is, am I teachable? Do I want to learn from God's Word? Is 2025 a year when I want to grow? For you to grow, you've got to be teachable. You've got to listen and learn from God's Word. The opposite, it says there, is the one who resents being told anything and refuses correction is stupid and foolish. That's God's word, brutish, stupid and foolish. Am I teachable? Or am I stupid and foolish? I'm not looking at anybody, I'll be careful. People catching my eye there. Let's go to chapter 12, verse 15, if someone could read that for us, please. We're just walking through Proverbs, might be a little bit different, but let's learn from what God has to say. Chapter 12, verse 15. Thank you, brother.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
Yeah. You've probably seen this, but you can't tell a fool anything. He knows everything and won't listen. And let's not be foolish. Let's be teachable. But in contrast, a wise man will welcome advice, it tells us. He recognises, and we need to recognise that, he recognises that it is impossible for one person to see all sides of the question. He just knows everything and just ploughs straight ahead. But we need to ask ourselves, are we teachable? I did say we were going to stay in Proverbs. Let's just go quickly to Philippians chapter 3, because I'm thinking, just to share with you what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, in verses 12 to 14. And there's two key words there that I want to share with you that I think will be helpful. And I'll take the time to read this one. Philippians 3, verse 12. The Apostle Paul says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God may have used the Apostle Paul to write half of the New Testament, but the Apostle Paul says, I don't know everything. I'm still on a journey of learning. I still want to continue to be teachable. And he uses a couple of words there. He uses the word attained. Attained. You know what that word means? It means to get a hold of. To get a hold of. See, if you're teachable, you want to get a hold of the truths that God has for you. Am I teachable? Do I want to get a hold of truth from God's word? The other word that he uses is the word apprehend, and that word means to take eagerly. Do I come to Sunday school? Do I come to the services at church? Do I open my Bible each morning of the day? And am I eager to get a hold of what God wants to teach me? Asking myself, am I teachable? Paul said, I'm teachable. I want to get a hold of more truths about God and about myself and how I ought to be living for Him. My goal is the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to Proverbs 13, and we'll ask someone to read verse 1 for us. Proverbs 13 and verse 1. Thank you, brother.
A wise son heareth his father's instructions, but a scorner heareth not rebuke.
Right there we have the word scorner again that we saw before, a mocker or a scoffer, someone who doesn't take anything seriously. Right? We've seen that the normal process for a child to grow, because it's referring to a son of a father, is when you have a baby, and some of you are just having babies, or just you don't have a baby and then they start running the 100 meters. There's a process. First they roll around on the floor and you get so excited when they actually first get up on their knees and land on their nose. And they go through that process. They first learn to crawl. And once they've learned to crawl, they start to learn to pull themselves up. And soon those first steps come. And there is a process in growing. And we need to understand that for us to grow as children of God, we need to go through a process where we need to be taught so that we can grow. And we need to understand that. But a person that ignores that growing process, just laughs at it, mocks at it, they're not going to grow, which is sad. A wise son, it says, submits to instruction. And if you're a wise son or daughter of the Almighty God, you'll submit to his instruction. You will be teachable. Whereas the scorner, he won't have anything to do with it. The scorner thinks they have all the answers and refuses to listen. And we should not be like that as children of God. We need to be teachable. Let's go to verse 10 of chapter 13. Proverbs 13, verse 10. Ladies, you're allowed to read too. We're in Sunday school class. Is that okay? Beryl. Now, here we have it in a nutshell. What is the opposite of being teachable? Being proud. Being proud. That's really what it comes down to. If you're not teachable, it's because you think you know everything, you have all the answers, that you're always right. And yet to be teachable, as we've seen, as we've gone through these verses, it's totally the opposite of pride, isn't it? The wise, they listen to good advice. And if you're wise, if you're teachable, you're going to listen to good advice. We would then avoid pride, and as it says there, then we'll also avoid the conflicts that come along with it. Because where do conflicts come from? Not from teachable people. Conflicts come from people that are full of pride. And so it tells us here how important it is that we be teachable rather than full of pride. Verse 18 of chapter 13. You're doing well. Who would like to read that one? Brother Jim.
Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored.
Okay, what we see here is the results. We see the results of being teachable. We see the results of being proud. And very simply, the unteachable person, it leads to poverty and shame. We're not talking about your physical bank account. We're talking about your spiritual bank account. And if you are unteachable, it's going to lead, the Bible says it, it's going to lead to poverty and shame, whereas in contrast, the teachable person will be honoured. Will be honoured. What did we read right at the beginning? Acts 17, verse 11. Noble. Well-born. Of high rank. And in God's eyes, when he looks at someone that is teachable, he honours that and he blesses that. Let's go to chapter 15 and verse 5. Chapter 15 and verse 5. Who would like to read this time? Thank you, Beryl. Couple of words there I want you to think about. It says, firstly, a fool despiseth his father's instruction. Think about the word despiseth. It means to scorn, to abhor, or condemn. To scorn, to abhor, to hate, to condemn. That's what a fool does. A fool considers his father out of touch. A fool considers his Sunday school or her Sunday school teacher out of touch. A fool considers his or her pastor out of touch. We can fill anything in the blank there. He despiseth instruction. He thinks that the ideas of mother or father or pastor or teacher is old-fashioned and that his instruction is not worthy of his time or attention. That's a fool. Despiseth. The second word that's used as regardeth. Regardeth. It says, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. That word regardeth means takes heed, pays attention. Am I teachable? Do I take heed and pay attention to what the word of God is saying to me? Am I teachable? Or do I scorn? Do I mock? Do I laugh at it? Do I say, oh, that's old-fashioned teaching. That's not for me. I don't need that. And the question, once again, is, am I teachable? And if you are teachable, this verse says that you are prudent. Prudent. Not a prude. All right? That you are prudent. And the word prudent means wise, careful, thoughtful, exercising good judgment. How can you be like that? By paying attention. By being teachable. By listening to what God has to say to you. Or on the opposite side, you can be despising it. Am I teachable, I ask myself. See, the wise child receives instruction and actually benefits from it. So let's ask ourselves this question as we consider this verse. Am I a despiser or a regarder? Am I a despiser or a regarder? Am I teachable? Chapter 15, verse 10. Chapter 15, verse 10. Who'd like to read that for us? Heather?
Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die.
He that hateth reproof. That person's unteachable. He that hateth reproof. Do you hate your faults being pointed out to you? Do you hate it when you sit in the sermon and you think the preacher's picking on you? When the truth is the Holy Spirit's speaking through his word to your heart? Well, that's unteachable. Unteachable. He that hateth reproof is unteachable. And the results are twofold here. If you hate reproof, if you're unteachable, result number one is you'll go astray. You'll go astray. And result number two, is it will lead to death and destruction. And that's not necessarily physical death. That's talking about spiritually. I'm not talking that you're going to die spiritually and be unsaved, right? Don't get that. But it's talking about it's going to bring death and destruction to your Christian life if you are unteachable. Let's go to verse 12. Brad, you had your hand up before. You want to do that one? See, when you think about the opposite straight away, your response, if you're teachable to someone who brings correction or rebuke, is you're actually going to love them for it. You might not love it at the time, but when you understand the truth of it, you're going to appreciate that brother or sister, that pastor or teacher, that parent or whoever it might be that's actually shared those thoughts with you. But on the opposite side of it, the scorner, remember that's the mocker, the scoffer that makes a joke of everything, the scorner, they'll not go to the wise because they resent being corrected. And I'm sure you've met people like that in your family and in your workplace and sadly even in church. People who think they know they're right, and if you point out anything to them, even in the greatest of love and compassion, they resent it. Why? Because they're not teachable. And that's why we're asking ourselves once again, I know I'm repeating it because I want it just to stick there in your head, is am I teachable? Because if I'm teachable, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to grow, grow, grow. Maybe we'll sing that song at the end of this lesson, all right? But that's the truth of the Word of God. That's the truth. Where does the scorner mocker go? He goes to someone who will tell him what he wants to hear. And sometimes we're guilty of the same, aren't we? We've made up our mind, we're determined we're going in that direction, and we know exactly who not to go to, don't we? And we know exactly who we can go to, who will just affirm whatever we say. But that person is unteachable. That person is brutish. They're foolish and stupid. And if we want to grow, we need to be teachable and not be going to find someone who agrees with us. We need to find someone who's going to share with us the truth of the Word of God. And whether that hurts at the time, it's going to actually help us to become wiser and help us to grow. We're still in chapter 15. Let's go to verse 31 and 32. If you're real keen to read two verses and you've been waiting for that the whole morning, this is your opportunity. Chapter 15, verse 31 and 32. Who would like to read that for us? Thank you, Nathan. Thank you. A person that is teachable, and we're asking ourselves, am I teachable? A person that is teachable will seek out people and places, churches, let's throw that in there, where they will hear reproof and advice. A person that is unteachable will go to a church where it's just all flowery and nice and you leave there feeling good every single time. Heaping to yourselves teachers, because why? You just want the itch in your ear to be tickled. But if you're a teachable person, you're going to seek out people and you're going to seek out places. You're going to seek out churches. You're going to seek out a Sunday school class where you're going to hear both advice and reproof from the Word of God, because we need that so that we can grow, grow, grow. An unteachable person ultimately despises himself. Ultimately despises them, and they don't even realize it. And they don't even realize it. Let's go to chapter 17 and verse 10. Chapter 17 and verse 10. We're almost done because the time's almost up too. Chapter 17 and verse 10. Thank you, someone. Thank you, brother. 17 verse 10. A simple rebuke makes a deeper impression on a teachable person than a severe beating on a fool. Why? Because a teachable person is sensitive. A teachable person is sensitive to the truth of God's word. The fool, it's hard for them to think that they would ever do anything wrong. Chapter 19, verse 20. We're speeding up now because time is going. 19, verse 20. Very quickly, someone. Thank you, Isaiah. Okay, here's a very simple truth. If we listen to sound advice and we receive instruction in our early lives, and I'm talking about also in your early Christian life, it will reap great benefits in your later life. That's the thought that's there. Wisdom is a long-term investment, and it's an investment well worth making. Being teachable, and that teaching in your early life will pay off for you in your later life. Chapter 19 and verse 25. And if you're taking notes, you can jot down also chapter 21, verse 11. They say very much the same thing. But if someone can read Proverbs 19, 25. Thank you, Brother Jim. Right, very simply, the thought there is the unteachable person may not respond to what you're trying to teach them, but others will see and will learn from them. Now, that's a sad thing, but it is the truth. They may not respond to your teaching, but others will see what's happening in their lives because of their non-response. Take, for example, a very simple example of someone who ends up in prison, and people that know them look at that and say, well, they should have listened. I'm going to listen because I don't want to end up in the same place as them. But take that into your Christian life. So for someone else may not respond, but you might see what's happening and can learn from that yourself. A teachable person just needs a word and they will correct their error and as a result will grow wiser in the process. Last verse, chapter 25, verse 12, and we're just about done. Is it right that that clock's running 10 minutes fast? No, I'm sure it's all right. Proverbs 25, verse 12. Who's the lucky last person? Oh, I shouldn't use the word lucky, sorry. Who's the blessed person to read the last verse? Thank you, brother.
As an earring of gold and a tournament of fine gold, so is it wise to prove upon an obedient ear.
Here's the thought. The earrings and ornaments, all they simply do is enhance the physical beauty of a person. And I'm talking particularly, it's more for women. Right? None there. But that's the thought. Earrings and ornaments enhance the physical beauty. The thought is a teachable person will enhance their inner beauty when they hear the reproof and the advice of other wise people. Am I teachable? Am I a despiser or am I a regarder? Do I want to attain? Or am I brutish? Not British, brutish. Am I stupid and foolish because I think I know everything? The Apostle Paul said, I haven't arrived yet. I haven't learned everything that I need to learn. I need to continue to learn. And as we come into 2025, that ought to be our desire. God, I've got so much more to learn. I want to be a teachable person. And would you this morning ask God to help you, rather than being proud in what you already know, would you ask God to allow you to be teachable in 2025? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, simply speak to our hearts through your word that we've read this morning. Lord, that you would put deep within our hearts a desire that we would be teachable people, that we would welcome and love advice and reproof. Lord, that we would be in the right place and with the right people that would give us the reproof and advice that we need to hear.